Gaeilge which, agus a céad míle fáilte to this week's Irish Wolves podcast. My name is Tony Lawler. With new manager, new players, new season ticket, it only means one thing. There's a new season on the way, coming up fast. And today's guest to talk about Wolves is Vinnie Coates. Wolves first caught Vinnie's eye back the 1960 FA Cup final. And it gave Vinnie the incentive to look back at Wolves games from the 50s. And going to tell me all about his trips over in the intervening years from the late 60s onwards and all the stories he has. Hope you enjoy it. Good afternoon, Vinnie. How are you?
Great, Tony. Thanks. Everything fine.
That's good.
Doing nothing much, just watching the Europeans.
Yeah. So have any gigs planned?
Oh, Jesus, stop. Steely Dan tribute, maybe. But Johnny Graham might get it going.
Yeah. Let's see if you got tickets kind of rolling on that you bought.
No. My wife got money back last week from an Elton John one that she bought the tickets for about 2 years ago.
I thought that was on in November, no?
Yeah, but actually she said he could be dead by then or whatever.
Unfortunately,
Two years. Jesus, £600 for 3 tickets.
Yeah.
It's over the top, you know.
Yeah. Now, I've a few. I've Genesis in... I think they're October now. They've been rolling, or September. So the chances of that, I don't know. And what else have we got? I've Sparks. Do you remember them?
Yeah. There was a big write-up in the paper about them about 2 weeks ago.
I mean, at this stage, as you say, I don't know whether they'll be... I think they're going back to April or something next year. I don't even know whether they'll still be around at that stage, you know. Hopefully they will be. But So come here, how did you discover the old Wolverhampton Wanderers?
When I was 8 years old, I remember saying, I was only a kid, and I saw the FA Cup final. They were playing Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah.
And I barely remember the match, but the big controversy that morning was Dougan was playing for Blackburn.
Yeah.
And he put in a transfer on the morning of the match.
That's right, yeah.
And he shouldn't have played, but I remember, and I saw for it, he was injured. He was carrying an injury.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah.
But little did I think that 7 or 8 years down the road, he'd be coming to the Wolves.
Yeah.
Well, I saw footage of the 50s games, Sportsnet with Coleman. They were always showing footage of the Wolves against the European teams.
Yeah.
Against Honved and Moscow Dynamo and Spartak in those times.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what sort of attracted me. And it always looked great, even though it was in black and white. But then my father was a fanatic for football and he was always going over to the UK every couple of months or whatever to see games.
Yeah.
And they picked a match, him and his buddies, to go Preston and Wolves. It was the run into the promotion.
Yeah.
1967. And that was my first trip going over. I remember we got a coach up to Preston from Holyhead or someplace. It was a long journey then. But I remember going into the Wolves to Deepdale, Preston.
Yeah.
And the stadium was packed. Wolves were on the run-in for the promotion.
Yeah.
And Dougan had signed about a month before. And the whole away end was packed of Wolves. And then when the team came out, I remember Mike Bailey. I vividly remember it. And the star man that day was Peter Knowles.
Yeah.
He was above everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
And Ernie Hunt scored 2 goals. And after saying Wolves were playing in all gold that time,
yeah.
He did that for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, Jesus, this is something else. So that got me hooked then after saying that one.
Yeah. So was it just...
That's a memorable day.
Yeah.
I remember Bailey with the battle chest. He was a great player.
Yeah. And was that just a random game that your dad picked to go over
there? Yeah, my dad, he used to go to Bolton and Manchester City. I started going with them afterwards.
Yeah.
And he travelled around the north of England, around... Everton. He liked Everton. So we've been to Everton a few times.
Yeah.
Saw the Wolves playing there loads of times.
I suppose it was handy to get there on the boat or whatever. Yeah, they were just...
Well, it was an 8-hour trip on the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
I became a regular there on my own, going over on the... Because I didn't know any Wolves supporters at the time. So I'd be a regular going over on the ferry.
Yeah.
And get a train to...
On your own, yeah?
Yeah, on my own, yeah.
And a train down to Wolverhampton then, yeah?
A train to Wolverhampton or an away game. I love going to the matches against Everton, Liverpool, City and United.
Yeah.
Because it was handy.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like you said, the first game you were at was away. What was your first game in Molineux?
It was against Liverpool and it was an Easter Saturday. about 1970. I remember it now, 1970. I remember about 10 minutes from the end, Tommy Smith came up for a corner kick and headed in. Yeah. Also, the goalkeeper playing that day, John Oldfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I don't remember that name.
Yeah, and Parks was dropped at the time. And, it was a great atmosphere. The sun was shining Easter Saturday and full stadium. And Liverpool had a good team then.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a 1-0 defeat. So that was my introduction to the first game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, but you're saying Phil Parks, I was just reading there lately about when he broke his ankle in training, and McGarty made him play a reserve. It was the week before the League Cup final, and McGarty made him play a reserve game on the Wednesday beforehand so the press wouldn't get any inkling that he was injured, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating. I was just reading it there the other day, you know? So,
Funny enough, that Gary Pearce, he played the game of his life that day.
Oh, he did,
74,
yeah.
74, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying to somebody there late, they were saying to me lately about RTE used to show the second half of the League Cup final on the telly. And I always remember watching the second half of it, that 74. But, so what would your most memorable Wolves game be? Or maybe you probably have more than one back in the old days.
There's a few. There's one sticks out of my mind against West Ham. Well, I think it was around 72 or 3. And it was about five or six games into the season, a midweek match.
Yeah.
Wolves beat West Ham 3-0. And Tuesday were brilliant that night. But I remember Bobby Moore was playing, and I was impressed with him.
Yeah.
But Dugan was man of the match that night. Dugan, Richards, and Corden, I think, scored. Corden. So I remember that the crowd carried Dugan off the pitch. In those days, they all run on. And, geez, that was some game.
Yeah.
That's a stick in my mind forever. But later on that season, we played West Ham away, and it was coming up to Christmas, and I went down to that match. Got the train down to London and over to the East End, and 2 each. Wolves were brilliant that day. McKelly had.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Bobby Gould was playing, and Dugan was out injured. John Richards scored.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Steve Kendon got the 2 Wolves goals.
Oh, right, yeah.
He used to come on as a sub, a big, powerful lad, big, strong lad.
Huge. He was with Burnley as well, wasn't he, or something?
Yeah, he came from Burnley.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was an out-and-out winger.
Yeah.
He used to call him the Tank. he was brilliant. But it broke me heart. Trevor Brooking scored a header from about 12 yards out in the last second in injury time. Wolves were all over them, you know?
Yeah. That must have been
Bailey that day again.
That must have been only his second header, was it, Brooking, when he got one of the cup
final? It was. Actually, it was only his second header, because normally he was in the middle, you know.
Yeah. What you're saying about Mike Bailey there?
Bailey was always impressive. Great player.
Yeah,
really good. And then there was another match that sticks in the mind. I went with my younger brother, Cairden, that day.
Yeah.
It was Derby County. We played Derby just as when Clough was manager.
Yeah.
And a bucket of rain all through the game. Never stopped, and we were in the North Bank.
Yeah.
But Wolves beat Derby beat Wolves 4-2 that night. It was midweek end.
Jeez.
And I remember it was the same again. Corden and Dugan.
Yeah.
Scored, but your man Clough had a great team then. McGovern and Hector and O'Hare.
O'Hare.
A great team, and they were too good for the Wolves.
Was Dave McCoy with them that game?
Yeah, he was playing that time. Yeah, he just signed. Yeah.
Yeah. Todd, was Colin Todd?
Colin Todd, yeah.
Mm.
And Ray McFarlane. The two goals the Wolves scored were into the North Bank.
Yeah.
But it was a great atmosphere at those games, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was another match about a year later. He beat Man City 5-1 at Molineux.
Yeah.
And I remember Dugan got a hat-trick and Richards got two. That was a brilliant match.
Yeah.
And then the defeats. There's a few of them sticking to mind.
Yeah.
About 5 or 6 years later, I went up to Bolton.
Yeah.
And I remember going around when the team were getting off the coach and John Barnwell had just taken over as manager.
Yeah. Remember John, yeah.
And George Berry and Bob Hazel were playing for the Wolves.
Yeah.
And they were probably the first two coloured lads to play.
Yeah, probably would have been, yeah.
Yeah. But it looked impressive when they were going in and Frank Worthington had just signed for Bolton.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, he was the man of the match that day.
Yeah.
he destroyed Wolves on his own.
Yeah.
And that game sticks in my mind because another pouring down with rain.
Yeah.
The rain lashed right through the game. But yeah, your man destroyed the Wolves on his own, I think.
Yeah, he was very, he always stood out on the pitch, the long hair and everything. Yeah, he was
he passed down there 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He was a great character, yeah.
Brilliant, he was.
Something that's probably missing from the game and a lot of teams these days.
He ended up playing the League of Ireland with Galway United.
Yeah.
And I went up to Richmond Park to see him against Pats and a couple of weeks later against Shelbourne and Argyll's Cross.
Yeah.
And he did nothing much, just a few flicks.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
George Best, he was a flair player.
Yeah. And the other defeats that you remember, well, don't want to remember, but remember them.
Other defeats, let's say... That Bolton one.
Yeah.
Oh, what else was there? I went to the Albion too. Down at the Hawthorns. They beat us 1-0.
Yeah.
And I want to see the atmosphere there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. When was that? Do you remember?
78 or so, yeah. I think.
So of all the teams you've seen us playing against, who would be the kind of the team you'd look forward to us playing against most?
Everton. I like going to the Everton away games.
Yeah.
Because it was always a great atmosphere at Goodison Park.
Yeah.
And after the match, there was a couple of pubs down Walton Road and they were very friendly, you know.
Yeah.
You go in and meet the fans and beat Wolves and Everton before and after the match. And it was only a stone's throw from the ground. And it was always good. I always liked it. Because I was talking to Frank Munro, actually Damien was with me that day.
Yeah.
He was telling me he always loved the games against Everton, playing against Joe Royal.
Yeah.
Good, clean centre-half against a clean centre-forward. And
yeah. Yeah, just
and he was saying that to me. He loved playing against Everton. Frank was saying,
"Yeah, just two big guys up against each other there." Anyway, yeah.
And then matches against Spurs, Dugan would always have a great battle with Mike England.
Yeah,
and the two of them were actually at Blackburn together.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah, they were teammates at Blackburn.
Sorry.
But those matches, the Spurs always got the better of Wolves. You'd kill Zane up front and Chivers.
Yeah, yeah. They always seem to have the upper hand, particularly at the UEFA Cup final. Yeah. And
I was at the first leg of that on the North Bank.
Yeah.
And Shivers beat Phil Parks from about 30 yards out with a bullet.
Yeah. It was actually...
I think it was Kinsane got a score then. Yeah. Wow, it was a McCallagher Wagstaff score for Wolves. I think it was Wagstaff, yeah.
Yeah.
Down into the North Bank.
Yeah. You should have won. Yeah, I'm not sure anyway. Yeah, it was, but
Bill Nicholson actually said that the better team lost that night.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Pity really, you know.
It was another thing that Phil Parks had said when I was reading there the other day was in that match for that goal, he said the ball came back off the stanchion, and I think Gilzean headed it and he tipped it over the bar, you know. And people were saying that would have been a great save, but he said, "Well, I was still going for the fourth shot."
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a no. Another game that sticks out. Emlyn Hughes signed for Wolves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And that would have been...
Late 70s.
Late 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he finished at Liverpool.
Yeah.
And Wolves signed Andy Gray.
Yeah.
Steve Daly had gone to Man City.
Yeah.
So rather than lose the money on tax, they signed Andy Gray from the Villa.
Yeah.
And the first match was against Everton at Goodison Park.
Yeah.
And Wolves beat them 3-2.
Right.
And I remember we had a player playing that day, Peter Daniel. Came from Hull City.
Yeah.
He was the captain. He was made captain of Wolves and he went straight in.
Yeah.
And that was a great game. Yeah. 3-2 up at Goodison. First match.
Yeah. Because I was looking there... Not so long ago, I think Peter Daniel played against us then when we were back down he played for Burnley, did he? In the
Sherpa van. He played for Burnley. He could have went back up the Hull then. I think he was somewhere around that area.
Did he play for Burnley against us in the Sherpa van final? I think I remember.
I'm not sure now.
Seen something about that, yeah. But he was a good player. But speaking of good players, who would you be your favourite ones over the years?
Oh, Jesus. Peter Knowles, as I said.
Yeah, yeah.
He was fast. Now, I only saw him the once, apart from footage.
Yeah.
That was that day I impressed him.
Yeah.
But Dugan was my idol when he was playing with Wolves.
Yeah.
I tell you, he was brilliant. The guy had so much charisma and the fans, the adulation and all with the fans. And
yeah,
he loved the crowd with the applause.
Yeah.
John Richards, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Hugh Curtin, before he got injured, he always had back problems. But he scored some goals. Yeah. Came from Norwich City.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Jim McCalliott, right side of midfield, great player.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Bailey, of course.
Ah, yeah, Mike, yeah.
He was the real captain. He was the real skipper.
Yeah.
Frank Munro, another one.
Yeah.
He played as an inside forward before he moved to centre-half.
Yeah.
And that's how he had so much skill. He always reminded me of Alan Hansen playing with Liverpool.
Yeah.
That type of classy centre-half. He didn't lob the ball. He just controlled and looked the pass, you know.
Comfortable on the ball and all that, yeah. Yeah.
Another player that sticks in my mind was Danny Hagan.
Yeah.
Yeah, class act too.
Yeah, he doesn't get mentioned that much now by people, you know.
Yeah. I think he was a bit fond of the sauce.
Right. But that's no crime.
Another great memory I have of Wolves is I went over to work. I was trying to cover as many away grounds as possible.
Yeah.
And I was a young fella.
Mm.
And I went over to see them playing Birmingham City.
Yeah.
It must have been around January of whatever year. And when I got over there, the match was abandoned because of the snow.
Yeah.
And the Wolves team arrived at the stadium and there was loads of fans outside and they went in. So they said, no, the match won't go ahead.
Yeah.
So Birmingham City's ground is in the old Irish neighbourhood, Digbeth.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I walked down on my own down to an Irish centre. It's about a mile down from the ground. And I went in and normally at that time, the pubs in England and the clubs closed during lunch hours. They closed for a long time.
Yeah.
And they'd open at 7.
Yeah.
But the gates of this St. Brendan's Irish Centre was open. So I went in and I got a pint. And who walked in about 15 minutes later? Only Danny Hagan and his brother.
Yeah.
So I joined him. And he said he was going up to Scotland that night to see the family. And he was having a few pints first.
Yeah.
He was going to get a taxi out. But I had a great conversation with him. He was talking about all the problems. But he never came back to Wolves for about 10 days.
Yeah.
And it was all over the newspapers. He was suspended by Wolves for going missing in Scotland. And
yeah.
He did the George Best, in other words.
Yeah. Jeez.
But that's a great memory of meeting this man and talking about the previous season, about the UEFA Cup final and his career. And he told me about a trip that Wolves went to North America.
Yeah.
And he was on the trip with Dugan and the lads. And and he was saying Peter Knowles refused to stand for either national anthem. He played the American National Anthem on the bridge.
Yeah.
And Knowles refused to stand. He sat on the bench. He was into this Jehovah Witness thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's an unusual one. Yeah, I think they went to the States for a few years, didn't they? For the summer.
Yeah, McGarty.
And
Dugan had no time for McGarty.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that, yeah.
McGarty signed Hagan from West Brom. It didn't work out there. And he had him at Ipswich before that.
Yeah.
So that was them.
Yeah, cheers. But when you mentioned McGarry, he probably won't be on your list. But who will be your favourite managers that you in charge of Wolves?
Oh, cheers. Let's see. Do you know a lot of the players reckon that Ian Graves was one of the best? He was only there for a short while.
Yeah.
He managed Bolton and Huddersfield.
That's right, yeah.
And Tommy Docherty came in.
I've read about that.
I think Dugan was outvoted or something. There are just a lot of politics to it.
Yeah. Our own, can we call him our own? Mick McCarthy probably would have been.
Oh, yeah, he was honest. Good man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Graham Taylor, I don't think he was given enough time there.
No, that's it. Yeah, people seem to say that, all right, yeah. He's, this day and age, it doesn't seem to be a long term job anyway, a manager of any club, you know?
No.
I
remember when Graham Taylor took over. I went over to the first match. It was against Tranmere Rovers.
Yeah.
In Molineux.
Yeah.
And we beat them 3-0. I remember Aldridge was playing and that chap O'Brien. What was his name? O'Brien played with Man United.
Liam.
Man United, Newcastle. Liam O'Brien.
Liam O'Brien, yeah.
But Wolves were all over them that day. That was an Easter Saturday.
Yeah.
I used to try and get in on those bank holidays. And then on the Monday, I hired a car in Wolverhampton and I drove down to Oxford.
Yeah.
Away game against Oxford. This is Taylor's second match.
Yeah.
And Oxford beat Wolves 4-0. Jeez, I did decide them. Desperate.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I saw Dunphy playing at Molineux, a cup game.
Yeah. The Bell Diamond, against
Millwall.
Jeez.
He was playing with Millwall at the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wolves beat him 1-0.
Yeah.
And I remember all the gang came up from London that day. It was full of lots of tugs and yeah. they were around the railway station.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Liverpool. Away 3-2. And Dugan scored a bullet of a header after about 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a fella playing that night, Paul Walker, instead of Bailey.
Yeah.
Right half. Yorkshire lad.
Yeah.
And Jason Wolves are really down the business. But in injury time, John McCall put his hand up from a corner.
Yeah.
And penalty to Liverpool. Yeah. Tommy Smith scored in injury time. 3-2 we were beaten.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was disgusted.
Yeah.
That's a great memory that night.
Yeah.
There were so many of these 3-2 defeats. And Liverpool always seemed to have a habit of scoring in injury time.
Yeah. I was supposed to say it's a sign of a great team, is that, you know, that they win a lot of their
Shanky
games.
Shanky had them that way, though.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the man, you know.
Oh, yeah, he was a great manager.
But it's different to the old days, the way I could meet Frank Monroe in a pub and have a few pints with him.
Yeah.
And Danny Hagan, as I told you. But nowadays, that doesn't...
No.
Make sense now.
No, they're all into their fitness and their... You know, all their diet and everything is monitored. Should have gone around with GPS on them all the time and... You know, counting every step.
Mm. And when Graham Taylor was playing there, the man that managed Sligo Rovers after was Paul Cook.
Paul Cook, yeah.
He was playing for Wolves. And he had the sweetest left foot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a great player, all right, yeah. Yeah, but he went on after coming over here to manage Sligo. He seemed to do fairly well after that.
So he did great with Sligo. He won the league with Sligo.
Yeah.
And then I think he moved around England a bit. He was at Accrington and Portsmouth.
Yeah. Wigan.
I think he follows the money now.
Yeah, he was with Wigan as well. Didn't he do there? In
yeah, now he's with Ipswich.
I know, he always seems to be a character, all right. He seems to a bit of a Sean Dyche way of talking as well, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. He can do it, yeah.
That gravelly voice. But, yeah, so, Vinny, I'm hoping now that you have a load of memorabilia from over the years, from games you were at, do you?
I went over with my brother, Ciarán, to another game. And we went on the Friday. Wolves were playing Tottenham on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And when we went down to the ground on the Friday afternoon, all the gates were open.
Yeah.
And we went in and we were standing on the terrace at the Molyneux Street side, not the other side, the Waterloo Road side.
Yeah.
And a man came out and he started talking. It was really friendly. But he was Joe Gardner. He would have been the assistant to Stan Cullis.
Yeah.
He played a couple of hundred games for Wolves back in the war years and all. And
yeah.
He was the team scout, and he was the scout at that stage.
Yeah.
So he brought us in, and he was showing us around the place, and he gave me the menu card from the 1960 Cup final against Blackburn.
Yeah.
The Cafe Royale. And he gave me some memorabilia from that event.
Yeah.
And I still have them. I still actually have them here.
Jeez, that's
amazing. And a few of the players had signed them from the 1960s.
Yeah.
That was the Cup final then.
Yeah.
That was the end of the great era, really.
Yeah. Yeah, things were kind of very up and down after that, yeah. But
this man was so friendly, and he was the real old-style football man, and he was telling us about his career with Wolves. And
yeah.
And I remember McGarry was walking up and down the corridor that day, and he never looked at this man or us, sir.
Yeah.
He was a bit distant, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it seems to have been all right, yeah. Yeah, one of the real, old-style.
But to be made welcome in a club like that at the time.
Yeah.
And the old stadium, it looked so impressive, you know, like... It was a real old-style football stadium.
Yeah. I suppose a lot of the football stadium, like, I mean, I always have that in my head, that old stand from watching games on telly in the early 70s and all that, you know?
The curved and roof and all, yeah.
And the shape of it and everything. Like it, and a lot of grounds were the same. You know, straight away you'd recognise them, you know?
Whereas nowadays they're just like Lego. They're just...
Yeah.
They all look the same now, yeah.
Yeah. Try and guess from the colour of the seats, you know. At least their colours are unique anyway, so you'll know from the seats.
And another thing, I don't go to many games now, but years ago, I used to like to pay in the money at cash at the... I'm old style.
Yeah.
And then pick a place on the halfway line or whatever, on the 18-yard line. And
yeah.
Whereas now you're hoarded into the top corner on the flag post.
Oh yeah, if you're for the home games, you say if you don't have a season ticket, you're struggling to get anywhere decent spot in the ground. You know, if you can get a ticket at all, you know.
I went to Man United a few years ago and stuck up in the top corner at the flag. She was ridiculous, you know. We're up so high.
Yeah. And I was there about 10, 11 years ago when McCarthy picked the B team to play them, and it was near the Wolves fans, but it was on the lower tier behind the goal, you know. But as you say, it just pot luck where you get a ticket from people, you know. So what was the last game you were at, Vinny?
It was against Arsenal about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's that long ago, yeah.
Yeah.
This thing with airports now, I've no patience for going through the airports and and then as you say, unless you have a decent ticket or whatever you're.
Yeah. And up until last year, yeah, I mean the queues in the airport in the mornings would be mad, you know. And as you say, you'd have to get the 6:30 flight, because if you wait for the 10:30 or 11:00, it could be delayed, and you mightn't.
That happened to me, yeah.
You know, you mightn't get
a
over.
Few years ago. I was going to a concert in London, so I said I'd go down to Portsmouth to watch the Wolves. I had the train and all arranged.
Yeah.
So the plane was delayed about 2 hours, so that was the Portsmouth game gone after getting the ticket.
Yeah, should I? Last year, January last year, I never left the airport. Went for the 10:30 flight. It was delayed. It was leaving at 2:30. So the match was 3:00, and I was flying back that evening. So a couple of the lads were staying overnight, and they went. But we just had a couple of points before they left, and we headed home. You know, It was another. Well, you should have known anyway. It was going to be a 1-1 game anyway. You know, with Newcastle. Yeah. But you can predict those ones already. So that's it. So Finny, anyway, just to finish off for you, with all the changes lately in the new manager, what are you hoping Wolves will be doing in the new year, in the new season?
I was just looking at him the other day on the Sky News there, and he was wondering, he looked very nervous or something. Maybe it was just his first day there.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. But apparently he did well with Benfica.
Yeah. He was a short time there, I think, for the year, 1.5 seasons or something. But,
and funny enough, they got rid of him. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think it's a bit of a gamble, isn't it, with any of them, you know?
You see it with other clubs, like, you know, Ancelotti with Everton and Mourinho with Spurs, like, they'd have been brought in as a kind of a step up and to do the business, and didn't work out, you know? And some of these newer lads come in and they, you know, relatively unknown, and they can tear through a league, you know? So, it's all interesting stuff. Something for us to look forward to. But I'm sure you'll get over anyway to a game in the new season.
Will you? I will. Oh, of course I will, yeah.
All right. Sure, I'll be talking to you about that then whenever that comes up, all right?
Okay.
Okay, Vinny, listen, great talking to you. And
Right. Take care.
We'll see you soon.
Right, God bless.
Good luck. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again next week for some more interesting stories from fans and from former players. Until then, I wish you the best for the next week, and you can follow us on IrishWolves.org on our website, or on Irish Wolves on Facebook. Thanks. See you next week.